Good afternoon and welcome to Down to Brass Tacks.
Good evening, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Well, I am living by the blessing of the Lord.
Amen and amen.
Yeah, Mr. Lynn.
Yes, please.
That lady that just talked to you about the rent and the children she have, I would like you to take my number. I would like to get in contact with her.
As the producer,
I would have to give you my number.
You mean the thing that I read?
Sir?
You mean the thing that I read online?
Yeah.
All right, leave your number with the producer. Leave your number. I'm glad for that because I reach out already. Leave your number with the producer.
That's right. And she could get in touch with me.
Right.
I can leave my number so that in case, because when she mentioned she have children, I know what I suffer. You hear me?
Yes, I'm listening. I hear you loud and clear.
I know what I suffered when it was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't asking nobody. I know what I suffered. All people had to help me along the way. I reached 92 yesterday.
Whoa, congrats, man. Jeez, Lord.
So what I'm going to do is to give the producer my number.
Mm-hmm.
And if she feels her, she can get in touch with me. And I'll be able to see if I can help her with some groceries. I can't help her with the land rent, which is $800 a month or a week, because that's out of my rent. You got some people in Barbados who really can help her.
But little by little, we'll make the way go around. And
that is what I said. If three or four of us, they got some people in Barbados, got some real money, ain't asking you? They got, and they should take it upon themselves to help that lady.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
You see, sometimes people got all this wealth and then some other people on the other side are poor and suffering. And that wealth gap is how bug me, man. I know some people work hard for what they got. Some is inheritance, but some people work hard for what they got. But sure, man. And that's the thing. You know, a lot of times we point at government and MPs and so on. And I always think that we should be able to help each other. The government collect taxes and responsible redistribution of the taxes. And that they should do at the best of their ability. But we, as our fellow brother and sisters, need to be able to help each other too, man. So it's really humbling to be able to speak to somebody your age. When I speak to people that age, I feel a hoe. You know, I just feel a hoe. It'd be an honor and a pleasure to speak to your elders, 92 years old. Dennis has the number. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very, very much. Brastats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome.
Was listening there and I hear the lady saying that these packages, some didn't get delivered and so.
Mm-hmm.
But I live here by Hangsel. There's four roads here, Hangsel, Castle Road in front, out by Castle School. Nobody haven't got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And now these packages supposed to come to everybody. There's about 100 people or nearly 200 people ain't get nothing here in Capel by Hangsel. Nobody ain't get nothing.
No, for me, hearing a call like this is one of the things when you highlight, we know, well, we got to do better. No. Somebody rapped me on the knuckles saying that, you know, it sounds, what I'm saying is perpetuating partisans. I won't read anything. And then somebody else rapped me across the other knuckles now saying, I must be reminded that the MPs ain't who do it. It was done by the BDF and other persons. So let me just clarify that part. But to your point directly, sir, I'm glad that you highlight the area. I hope that the persons who are organizing hear you directly, but it also will be sending a message to someone I know on the committee to ask them to address this. Did they go through there and people were not home? Did they not get there as yet? Or if there was a reason that they didn't get there, they need to share it. Some people
are too old even to sit on the gallery.
Correct.
And they still pass it through and they didn't blow a horn, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And I just call it for everybody. Because some of them ain't call at all, but they call it.
I'm glad that you called so that we can highlight the issue where this is concerned and that we can do better, because we need to do better.
Yes.
Particularly those that cannot get outside or, you know, be looking outside for a truck all the time. This is where the volunteers and the BDF and so on can go to these houses and inquire.
Right.
You know, anybody home, anybody in need, you know, and make sure that we look after each other. And also the neighbors as well. If you got neighbors in the community, don't go and grab up a package and go inside and shut your door. So, you know, Melvis down the road, getting need that house right there.
Stop and blow. Why not now? Don't do the same thing.
Well, again, logic and critical thinking will tell you one is because they were in need then, you in need now, that's one. And two, that's a one-day exercise. So it's all, they have a lot of resources, a lot of cars for that one day. There's an exercise, an ongoing exercise going for a year now. So obviously you won't deploy something like that for a whole year. If election day was a year, sure they couldn't do it for a year. And if they could do it for a year, if election day was a year, then they should be able to do it now. But we got, right. we can.
The God law, where people cannot go to the supermarket, and this little package will help them to stay home. And they ain't getting nothing. So I just called to let the people, or the writers know what's going on. Okay, I clear.
All right. Over and out. And we clear as well. Ms. Lillian, something is amiss. The vaccine, as we well know, is supposed to be voluntary. So why are countries now asking it to be mandatory for you to come into their country, to have it to come into their country? Please show me the hidden agenda. Now, I know that some airlines are requiring it, and that's an airline, and I know some countries will require it. As I said before, and will be said here again, is that this is nothing new. In terms of certain places you go, I know for China, Africa, different places you go, you had to show that you got certain smallpox vaccination, this kind of vaccination, all kind of thing. And they talk about, this is more than 10 years ago. I remember in 2008, I had to show some vaccine paper to go somewhere, and it was like, whoa. So this is nothing new. Nothing new at all. I mean, it might be more publicized because of the level we discussed COVID at, but there are a number of illnesses, a number of viruses where you have to show vaccine papers to get into the country. Brastats, good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Yes, you are live and direct.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. My substantive point, I'm going to deal with in a step. I just wanted to talk about the care packages. I'm a member of a service organization called Optimist, mm-hmm. and we did a number of work in helping packing and distribution the packages, along with Lions and Kiwanis and a few other service organizations. I just wanted to say a big up to those organizations for coming out. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of work, 60,000 plus packages, ain't easy to pack, mm-hmm. you know, ain't easy at all. But my substantive point is about society.
Yeah, pause a minute. Before you go any further, you big up the other organizations. You may feel a way or a how, but bigging up yours. So let me big up the Optimist Clubs right across Barbados, and a special big up to mine, Optimist Club of Bridgetown. But all the Optimist Clubs big up with themselves. Go ahead. You're welcome.
In society, we need basically three foundations to make society work properly. We need health, we need security, and we need education. Mm-hmm. All right? You agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Good. Now, in Barbados in particular, we have teachers, and we have a teachers' union that, on a number of occasions in my lifetime, have advocated for increased salaries for teachers. And compared to teachers in the region, teachers in Barbados are relatively well paid. Right? Mm-hmm. In healthcare, nurses, doctors, to a lesser extent, they have their organizations that advocate for them as well too. And I'm not sure about nurses, but I don't really hear them complaining that much, so I would assume that they're okay, well paid, maybe not for the teacher. But police, I know a couple of policemen, and these, mm-hmm, and I don't understand, mm-hmm, how come we don't have an outcry about police salaries. I was speaking to a senior policeman who had done interviews like 2 years back for people to get into the force, and basically people were enthusiastic until they heard the salary, and yeah. And they all declined the position. We got to do something about paying policemen. Yeah. I mean, soldiers are paid better than policemen. Teachers are paid better than policemen. Nurses are paid better than policemen. Why are police so poorly paid in this society? And why isn't the association advocating for increased salaries?
Listen, I remember I probably was I was still in school, but I remember there was this whole debate back then with the late Prime Minister Owen Arthur, and it was whether Prime Minister important or not, in that they were talking about striking, they were talking about terms and conditions. Recently, I was looking at the pay schedule. It was sent to me to review something or the other, and I was looking at police salaries, and I mean, I was like dumbfounded. I was like, When we talk about lower salaries, I don't think people even understand what is you talking about. And this is the level of like sergeants and even inspectors and so on. What you expect that they will be making, you'll be expect that they'll be getting a lot more. So when I did see the figures, I do agree with you. It real bad. It real bad. So there's something that their association, and I mean, you advocate, yes, in the public, but I think you need to do more in the background to actually negotiate with the people that can actually change it and actually show the benefit of changing it. One of the things, we got a lot of ill discipline in the society because we say that, you know, you can't police because you don't got the numbers. Why don't you have the numbers? It may have something to do with that salary. So you got to look at the pros and the cons and how to get this done.
Yeah, I think it's got a lot to do with the salaries. So I've lived in other countries where policemen are poorly paid, and I can tell you the corruption that goes on because of it. I have not seen that corruption in Barbados, but if things continue, especially as your earlier callers were talking about, the cost of living continues to skyrocket in Barbados and these salaries remain as is. I mean, something got to be done. That's all it's called.
I can tell you that the senior advisor and the other advisor, economic advisor, actually they're doing, have done before. I could tell you this for Dr. Maskell for sure, has done an assessment on inflation and salaries and how to actually work a programming to bring them more in line. And that is something that needs now to be rolled out. I think it started rolled out, but I speak subject to correction. But when I saw things like that, It was, as I say, very shocking. So thank you for raising that. As somebody who worked with the thing, though, don't go anywhere. I know we're approaching the news. In terms of distribution, were you part of when they were actually carrying them out into the community?
No, unfortunately, but I was told by some who were part of the actual distribution itself how it went. And I also experienced when they came into my area to do the distribution, and I would say, with reference to the distribution, when they came in my area, there was no horn blowing or anything like that. But my neighbor came and shouted and said, and shouted me and tell me that people are here. Okay. Right?
We got good neighbors.
If it wasn't for, yeah. But if it wasn't for that, I did not set any because, fortunately, I don't need it financially. But they need to let people know, they need to blow the horn. When the bright man come in your area, my God, there's no from a mile away.
He just wanted to stop blowing the horn.
Exactly.
Especially when you got children and the ice cream truck, the snow cone car, everything. There's no, trust me. As a parent, you can't help but know, you know. So, yeah, you can't sneak in the gap and sneak out. All right, so thank you. That's a way that we could improve, and that don't cost money. Blowing a horn, it doesn't cost anything.
And the one other thing about the distribution, when the Optimus guys had went to do the distribution, they went to a neighborhood that had nice houses and stuff. And people came out, and I am saying that it is not your house that determines your prosperity, you know. It's how much money you've got. Because if you can't pay your mortgage or whatever the case may be because the wife get laid off or the husband get laid off, you just as best as you are. So you're even in a worse position than somebody who in a low house and then they got their expenses per se. You know, so you can't look at the
whole. Correct.
Who more need to come out and get?
The discussion around that to me had to do with not vulnerable, but most vulnerable. So it was saying that, yes, these people are vulnerable as well, but you wanted to get to the most vulnerable. So that was the discussion. But what you're saying is correct. There are some people who live, they got the mortgage, they got this licking and down, that licking and down. The standard of living was in such a way that now that they've had no income for a year, they even in some cases, even worse than some of the people that you would typically or stereotypically associate with poverty. So you are absolutely correct there. Oh boy.
All right.
It goes on. We're heading so close to the news. I don't want to unfairly put anybody in there because you will not get enough time. So I'll try to pull out a lucky winning WhatsApp and read it. Corey, the DEOs know the community and have a plan for food distribution during the relief post-disaster. Why couldn't the DEOs be used, and why weren't they involved in the care packages? Again, I know of the great work of some district emergency organizations. I don't know if all of them function. I don't know if any of them know any of the two places I tend to reside. If they know of any of the needs or have any plan or whatever, I'm not intimately involved. I know some people who are. So again, that should go to the committee, and I'm expecting a report from the committee. Somehow somebody tell me something during the news and I can come up with some official information for you. Good afternoon, Corey. My concern is government give back program for UE students amidst the pandemic. How can students put in the hours when participating agencies are on lockdown? Some working with minimum staff and some not even responding to emails from students. What are your thoughts? My thought is that life goes on, and so do we. And you could probably assist online. There are some things that you can do remotely, and the organization should be open for that type of thing. My organization continue to go on, and there are lots of things that need to be done on-site and off-site. For some of these organizations, whether it's scanning, documents, preparing, we should use this time to really boost our standards and our capacity. Good afternoon. Well, first thing I want to say is that mosquito ad. I love it. Very creative, and it really hits the mark. Whoever did it, take a bow, pat on the back, whatever have you. Now, the number 5357700, I'm told that that's not being answered. When you put these numbers out there, please have somebody to answer them. That makes a lot of sense. I'm going to run through some of the WhatsApps quickly, going to paraphrase and move down the line quickly and then come to the board. This one is complaining about a roti which was handed to them in the hand. No tissue, no bag, not even what they call here cut right paper. So, you know, we're saving on the bags and all for the environment, but we need to have good customer service. This one says the care package is an exceptional idea. Love it. My only complaint is I didn't get as yet after calling from 6 weeks ago. I even know 6 weeks gone already. Time flying. A blessed day to all. My family received the care package recently. I'm very thankful to all involved. It was very nice. No complaints here. I just pray that the others would receive soon. I am forever grateful. I had to read that one because all the rest we read were very negative. This one says, I agree with P on the sewage tax. I live in St. Joseph. I don't mind paying the bill, but I don't want to pay sewage. I had explained already it's a contribution to sewage around Barbados, trucks around Barbados. And if you use Bridgetown, then you think, I've said for years, though, like people in St. Joseph, they should be exempt from certain taxes, period, because they're not benefiting as they should. The next point our person made is that they have not heard one single boy on Uncle Jeff program as yet. In the other day, I think I heard a boy, but sometimes before boys' voices crack, it's really hard to tell. When they're singing and talking, you can't tell the difference sometimes. This one says, good morning, sir. Concur with your remarks about bringing ideas on how to do things better. That's the approach I've always believed in. It says here in the U.S., we do a similar program with the care packages, so there should be no complaints or comparisons. And I guess then complaints ain't their own complaints. My thing is just be critical, be objective, and bring solutions. The most vulnerable who were on the list from the mitigation unit should have been dealt with first. I call and they never came. I live in a so-called big up area, but I'm renting an apartment and could be out at any time. They have not considered this. I am a single woman, no children, no one cares. When we use blanket statements like this is where we run ourselves in problems. The mere fact that you are on the list at the mitigation unit, I can tell you that people care and other things would have been done once you are on our list. And I could tell you some of the people that work with me, I had about four persons in the unit, and they could tell you they work around the clock at times and they go far beyond. And then the 93 volunteers, seven of which stayed up with me for 16 weeks past midnight, for 10 of those weeks past 3 a.m., ensuring that people got, and I know it got hurt them when they hear comments like these, but I still have to read them nonetheless. And I want people to look at the micro picture, which is yourself. This is what you feel, but I just want people to consider the macro picture as well, as I've been saying for donkey years, which tie into this last one before we go back to the lines. So those on the lines, get close to your telephone and far from your radios. Hi, Corey. This is the problem with our country. You have been commenting on all the problems facing this country for donkey years. All of a sudden, you get a peep behind the curtain and your tone has completely changed. Remarkable. I'm actually going to take that in the positive, in that my tone hopefully have changed to be more informative and looking at everything with all things considered. Because the problems are still here. I have a greater consideration now of how we should be fixing those problems. So if I had seen and you know as a child, I speak as a child. Well, like, let me speak as somebody now with a little bit more understanding and knowledge of how to get things done better for all. And it reminds me of, again, Philippians 4. I will try to focus on all things pure, true, lovely, and remarkable. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. You're on the air. Good afternoon and welcome. This is water that caught back. Good afternoon and welcome. Good afternoon. Somebody point out dinner there for us, Dennis. Good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon, Corey.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes, I'm a young person. I have two suggestions, two things that I want to share. You know, we on the lockdown till 7 o'clock. We're going down to 7 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
And we got the biggest people in the country leading the handle of the care packages, which is the BDF. So this is my suggestion. Why didn't the government, everybody in the house, have to be in the house at 7 o'clock? The only body in the house may be the doctors, some policemen, the people that are doing the frontline work. So my suggestion would be, if the government have issued the DDF to 7 o'clock, down when it is too running the streets, get out these care packages when people in the house. You understand what I mean? When people home after 7 o'clock, instead of in the day, because some people back out to work, some people doing as the light, people ain't listening. 7 o'clock when the guard here, when they ain't still in the house. So whereas everybody can get a care package, why didn't, this was my suggestion, that they give out the care package after 7 o'clock for the night, when they know it is locked down, nobody can go to bed. They make sure that everybody, because nobody can come and collect for nobody, because you're supposed to be in your house. Mm-hmm. So whereas in that regard, everybody should have getting care package and everybody would have get instead of people getting 5 and 6 and 7. That is number one. Number two, for a couple of weeks now, I'm realizing that party, but I suggest that every Bajan, every week in one here, the brown, 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 walk up, walk up, walk up. They got some different entertainment. They got Christians that got CBC. They got people that ain't really interested in the walk up and the breakdown. They got people that is like a little a different entertainment, you know, because everybody ain't got the channels, everybody ain't got the Wi-Fi, everybody got the different gadgets or the different things to listen to the different things. But every week, for a couple of weeks, they're watching it. And as a young person, too, but every week, a little bam, 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 you know, bring a different little, a different session, a different thing, you know, uplift other people, because nobody ain't want to hear that, bam. But I suggest that they do it for the young people to keep them inside. But ain't only the young people that want keeping inside. Ain't only young people that want to hear these things too. They got other people too. So I think that should go up on a wider scale to bring sense for everybody.
Right. For me, my response to the first point is that I guess doing it in the day is logistically better. And plus, too, if you're not home and you're working, probably they will say, maybe you don't need a care package, you're working. So that's the way we'll probably do it in the day and not in the night, and then security concerns and so on.
But when I hear the government saying, the prime minister say on TV, it's for everybody. Working or you ain't working, it's for everybody. Everybody entitled B, C, D, SNAP, and...
No, I think the everybody needs to be taken in context because they didn't go in certain areas. It's for the most vulnerable. So what the statistics are showing us is that you have an average of about 25,000 people in the most vulnerable. It's a little less than that. But you say we cover 25. We double that to make sure, and then you put a little something on the top to doubly make sure that everybody is covered. So it's really for the most vulnerable, others would get. I got a message, people telling me, why are people refusing? They should take like what they did and give it to somebody they know that need. The guy said, will tell you the truth. I can be honest with you, Corey. There are things in there I like, and I take them out, and I give rest to people that I know in need. So the whole idea is that what you were saying, I understand what you're saying, to make sure everybody home, everybody should be home after 7. But remember that time we were on pause. It was a stricter pause. Therefore, only essential workers were supposed to be out. The essential workers, we were saying, okay, if we miss you, you're working, you're still getting a pay pack, you could look after your basic needs, which is food, and we can give the food to the persons who our home. But your points are taken. And again, the people should be listening to all these points and making sure that anytime we go do anything like this, God forbid, that we can do it better.
Not only that, Corey, you see the people that are handing out these things.
So it's everybody who is in need, not everybody. Go ahead.
Another thing, too, you see the people that are giving out these care packages, too, these people that are in authority, too, these soldiers. I think the people that are dealing with these, they got to talk to these in strict measures. Cause I believe that when people go on and do the foreign embassy, that they put them is more powerful than anybody. But what I'm trying to say is, too, that I watch and I realize that these people coming through different vicinities, and because they see in the house, they say, you, we ain't going there, man. You see that big car? You see that big jeep there? We ain't going there, boy. They can afford. I watch that. I see that life in my eyes. The people come up with me, too, and I pass, I ain't getting them, but I blessed. I'm blessed. You understand? And I believe if I get money, I would have given money to someone else, because
that's
I know people
that need it more than you.
Want it or they need more than me. You understand what I mean?
Right.
But they can't do these things, because at the end of the day, they're getting a salary when the month comes. They know how their paper stand. They know how their pocket stand. And they can't point fingers at everybody, because they don't know people. They can only see the glass of the door, but they don't see what inside the door when the door open.
Correct.
You understand?
Right. So in an emergency situation, that's what will happen. I want to say before you go, though, in terms of your constitutional rights, you're aware of your constitutional rights?
Some, not all. So
tell me some that you know. Just a couple. Now I'm putting you on the spot. Okay. All right. Oopsie. Brass Stats, good afternoon. And welcome. You're on the program. Good afternoon. There was a second point she merely wanted to. Good afternoon. Brass Stats, good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Okay. Blessings to you, Corey.
Blessings to you as well.
You're doing some good work out there in the community.
Thank you.
And I've watched you grow and expand, and it's been a wonderful journey. It really has, Corey. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wanted to change things up a little bit, because I listen to some podcasts, every now and then. And last night I was listening to one on China. The podcast was called Follow Your Money. And they were just talking about how, China is going to be the next superpower. And not only do they have the kind of capital, they have the numbers. So when you want to look at any kind of research and development, they're there. And not only that, the model that China uses is very, very much driven on the same idea of numbers. So, for example, they will bring in the best brains, because they have the most money at this point in time. And so one company was talking about how they used to export windmills to China, and now they don't even need that export anymore, because China has more or less stood on its own feet, and they have done their own research and development to fill that need in China. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, for China still has pockets of abject poverty, right? So they're not without fault in terms of being a country that doesn't have both ends of the spectrum in terms of rich and poor. But it is their process. It is how they look at, okay, you know what? We don't have this expertise. Let's bring it in. Let's look at how we can learn, and let's take off from there. And I'm wondering, and just looking at how they look at systems and how they look at, let's make this effective as possible, to use our resources as best as possible so that we can be competitive, so we can compete on the world market, all of those things. And I am in my head, as a Barbadian, I was thinking to myself, will we ever get there?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I asked that question, Corey, is, the premise talks about reflection and all of that. And this is really a time for reflection, I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, the little things, the little things we can't even seem to get right. We even seem to stand in each other's way. You called, like, just what you said with the numbers, the 535 number. They give out a number on the phone, and then nobody answers. Or when they actually do answer, it's like they're not even on the job. Their head is somewhere else. So I'm just saying, the little things, if we can't get these little things to run effectively in our country, how can we possibly look at moving forward, developing, growing our country, growing our economy. I mean, it comes from the small and mushrooms into the large. It can't be the opposite way.
Ma'am, I'm so grateful for this call. Come inside.
Oh.
Take off your shoes and sit down 6 feet over there. Let me talk. You don't come into my wheelhouse, man. You don't come into my...